It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to an investigation by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, Legionella bacteria flourished in the water lines in rooms housing the most vulnerable patients at the VA hospital in Oakland at least 5 years before officials disclosed a deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in November of 2012. So what did the VA know, and when did they know it? I'm joined now in Studio A by Tribune Review reporter Adam Smeltz. Adam, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks very much.
And also with us is Legionella expert Janet Stout. She is director of Special Pathogens Laboratory and a former employee of the Pittsburgh VA hospital system. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you very much.
We invited a representative of the VA to join us on this program. We did not receive a response to our request. If you have a comment or question, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. You can reach us via email at ESSPGH@WESA.FM and on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Janet Stout, let's begin by having you explain what Legionnaire's disease is and who does it affect.
Legionnaire's disease is a form of bacterial pneumonia, so it's pneumonia caused by the bacteria Legionella, and most typically Legionella pneumophila. It is unique in several aspects. One is that among all bacterial forms of pneumonia, it's very severe. So when someone does get Legionnaire's disease, they're often admitted to the intensive care unit, and there's a high chance of mortality, about 30% if the disease is acquired in the hospital.
And it happens more often than not in a hospital because you're dealing with people who are sick to begin with, so their immune systems are not functioning in the most optimal way.
Right. There's a certain group of health conditions that increase the chance of going on to develop Legionella pneumonia if you're exposed to the bacteria in the water. And certainly the people in the hospital have more of those conditions like immunosuppression, chronic lung disease, diabetes, cancers, that sort of thing.
Adam Smeltz, let's go back to November 2012. The word gets out that there is an outbreak of Legionnaires, or at least one case, which we later learn is more than one case. Officials are outraged. Our senators, Bob Casey in particular, are calling for an investigation, calling for action, asking for explanations from the VA. As all this is swirling around, what led you to begin your investigation for evidence of Legionnaire's disease at the VA hospital prior to November of last year?
Well, as a matter of course, in our reporting, we tend to file Freedom of Information Act requests on a pretty regular basis in all sorts of stories to try to get information from federal agencies that will further explain or illustrate the extent of an issue or the history of an issue. So when it started to become more clear, you have to remember that when this first came to light in November of 2012, the VA was saying that it knew of just a handful of Legionnaires' cases that were related to this outbreak, and that they were all in a relatively recent time frame. By the time the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, had completed its initial report in late January, it became apparent that there were more cases, that there were at least 21 cases of Legionnaire's disease that appeared to be linked to this outbreak in 2011 and 2012. Five of those patients died, according to the CDC. So we wanted to get a better sense of how far back this problem stretched, if there were Legionella bacteria in the water supply in the Pittsburgh VA hospitals preceding the CDC's initial review period, which just went back to 2011. So we requested records going back as far as we could. We got records from 2007 to 2010, actually from 2007 to 2012, and some into early 2013.
And where did you go? And ultimately, where did you find the evidence of these cases going back to 2007?
Well, what we found was evidence of elevated levels of Legionella bacteria in the water. And that, again, those bacteria are the bacteria,
right,
that cause the disease. We don't know for sure how many cases may have arisen from those elevated – how many human cases of disease, I should say, have arisen from those elevated levels of bacteria, because the VA was not treating – or not testing, rather – every patient who might have had the disease going back before 2012.
So I guess part of what I'm asking here is where was this the records of this? Where were they being kept? By the VA? By the CDC? Who?
The records showing the levels of bacteria in the water were kept by the VA itself.
So they knew.
We asked the VA for those. Yes.
So the VA knows that we've got these cases of we've got this evidence of bacteria. We have people with pneumonia. And from what I understand, and maybe Janet, you can explain this, it's a very simple test to determine if it is, in fact, Legionnaire's disease. Explain how this test works.
Okay. This is an important point because when somebody presents with symptoms of pneumonia, whether they're in the hospital or out, pneumonia is pneumonia. And the only way someone knows it's Legionnaire's disease is if the physician says, I'm going to test that patient with specific diagnostic tests for Legionnaire's disease because they're not routinely done. So they have to think about it first and then order the test. And most typically, it's a urine test, which is a very effective test for diagnosis of Legionnaire's disease, and a culture of sputum material, or the material in the lung that comes out when you cough. Those are the two tests that are done. And it's only done if the physician asks it. So the point is that many cases can go on undetected unless that alert level is raised. So what I believe, and I think what you're getting at, is that more likely than not, there were additional cases that didn't show up on the ledger, and that needs to be investigated.
And why wasn't someone curious enough to say, we may have a bigger problem here. Just in case, let's test these people.
Well, that's the logical question. And what's even more startling is that this is what transpired at the hospital where the link to hospital-acquired Legionnaire's disease and water was made. Dr. Victor Yu and our group, the Special Pathogens Laboratory at the VA Medical Center, back in the 1980s, made the link between the water and disease in that hospital, which was a seminal discovery. And for all of those years, it was under control. So to have this outbreak occur at the Pittsburgh VA hospital is very remarkable.
Was there a sense that maybe somebody would, or more than one person was just afraid to find out, afraid to ask the question?
Well, I think that that's a reasonable conclusion to draw. And part of the reason that it may be is that what the Tribune Review and Adam uncovered in their investigation is that these cases were occurring all through 2011 and 2012, and they were being classified as community acquired, meaning that they got it outside.
And there's not in the hospital, right, but before they were admitted.
Right. And there's a
Which
was not the case. And then when someone outside, like the CDC or the Tribune Review, pushed to get that looked at again, maybe it was hospital-acquired after all.
And again, this is why journalism is so important, because the journalist will go in and ask the tough questions, as you have, Adam. And certainly one of the key investigative reporting questions that is asked, and it goes back to the Watergate days, and that is, what did the VA know, and when did they know it? What evidence is there that the VA may have known more than they were willing to release to the general public before November of 2012?
When you look at the testing results that from 2007 to 2010 that show that there were high levels, or at least elevated levels, of Legionella bacteria in the water in the Pittsburgh VA, you see that there are spikes and then it sort of drops off. It spikes and it drops off. It suggests that perhaps, likely, there was some action being taken to try to get the bacteria out of the system, but that it wasn't effective, or it wasn't as effective as it should have been, because it kept spiking, it kept recurring. So it would appear, I think we could say with some confidence, that they were aware of a problem. And it also, the regional VA director, Michael Moreland, testified before Congress in February that the VA in Pittsburgh fairly frequently flushed its water to try to get rid of the bacteria as far back, I think he said, as 2003. And he said they upped the a frequency of flushing in 2011 when they saw a number of Legionnaires cases that apparently caused some concern. And he said at that point they started flushing the system for the bacteria more aggressively. But he also said that he claimed that at that point it was not known whether those cases were actually caused by the water in the hospital.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Adam Smeltz and also Janet Stout, director of Special Pathogens Laboratory and a former employee of the VA hospital system, about the outbreak of Legionella at the Pittsburgh VA hospital in Oakland. Apparently, it occurred at least 5 years before officials disclosed the deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in November of 2012. Adam, what measures was the VA supposed to be taking? You mentioned they were flushing the water and checking that potential as the cause of the problem. But under protocol, what are the VA hospital officials supposed to do? Did you see any evidence of them moving to do that?
Well, we did ask them very specific questions about what they were doing from 2007 to 2010 in response to each of these spikes in the bacteria levels. They did not answer our questions for the story that we published on Sunday. Again, though, they have said in a very general sense before Congress that they were trying to purge the bacteria from the water system on a fairly regular basis for the past decade.
So, Adam or Janet, why did the VA delay disclosures of a confirmed Legionnaires' disease outbreak from February 2011 to November of 2012? Any explanation for that? Do we know?
I think both of us are hesitating to answer that question because no one can really explain that. And I think both Congress and reporters have been trying to get an answer to that and to no avail. One of the things I wanted to point out, you asked the question, what should the VA have been doing, is that the Veterans Healthcare System in 2008 adopted a nationwide program that was proactive in the prevention of hospital-acquired Legionnaires' disease. And that was based upon the work done here at the Allegheny County Health Department and the guidance that was the guideline was produced in 1997. So it's not that there wasn't instruction out there as to what should have been done. In many VA hospitals across the United States do Legionella prevention extremely effectively. So the problem was not with the VA guidance and the directive. The problem was implementation at the Pittsburgh VA.
Did the VA believe they were doing everything that they could?
Well, the CDC has said that it believes that there was a false sense of security in the Pittsburgh VA system. And I believe there was some general indication from the CDC that the VA in Pittsburgh thought that it was addressing the problem, but that in fact it was not being very, very well addressed. The standard that Dr. Stout just referred to, the VA's own guidelines show that when the number of Legionella, when the number of water tests inside a hospital show that Legionella is appearing 30% or more of the time, that should set off alarm bells. That should be a cause for some sort of action to try to get the bacteria out of the system. And we found in our investigation at the Trib that there were several points between 2007 and 2010 when those levels were reached, or between 2007 and between 2012, rather, that those levels were reached.
And why didn't the Centers for Disease Control ask the VA for those water test records when the agency did its review last November?
The CDC looked at water test records for the period of 2011 to 2012. They did not look at the water test records from 2007 to 2010. And when we asked the CDC to explain why it wasn't more inquisitive about that, they said largely that the purpose of their investigation was to stop the spread of disease. For their purposes, they didn't need historical records showing the bacteria levels going back that far. Other independent experts, though, that we spoke with said that, you know, it certainly leaves open the very real possibility that there were other patients who were infected with this bacteria in the preceding years and never documented.
412-246-2002 is the number to call. Let's go to the phones. We have Jim from Cecil with a question. Jim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I just I don't understand. The VA gets their water from the Pittsburgh Water Authority. Why would it have Legionnaire's disease in it and, like, the houses next door not have the water contaminated? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Janet, looks like she wants to answer that question.
Jim is correct that Legionella bacteria are in our natural bodies of water, lakes, rivers, and streams, and it survives the water treatment process and comes into our buildings in very, very, very low levels, almost undetectable. When it gets into the warm water system of a building, the hot water recirculating system of a larger building like a hospital, it has an opportunity to grow, and that's where the danger lies. You asked the question, why is it in the Pittsburgh VA water and not in other buildings in the area? And, in fact, it's been shown to be, you know, in about half the buildings that are tested of that size. And in the area, immediate area around the Pittsburgh VA, other healthcare facilities are dealing with Legionella effectively.
Adam, what is the status of the federal investigation that is underway?
The short answer is that we don't know. There hasn't been a whole lot of public comment from the U.S. Attorney's Office for Western Pennsylvania or from the VA's own Inspector General's Office in D.C. about their ongoing work. But we do know that there are very serious reviews of this whole issue that we presume are ongoing by the U.S. Attorney's Office and by the Inspector General for the VA in D.C. But they've said that they're going to be very conservative about how much they comment while those processes are ongoing.
And Janet, where do you think that this will all lead ultimately?
Well, there's what I hope will happen and what I think might happen. What I hope would happen is that there is a full investigation and that the VA provides Congress with the information it's requesting. One of the interesting things that Adam found out was that the information that he got from the Trib got from the Freedom of Information Act was requested by Congress and not provided. And so the congressmen and senators are very upset about the fact that the VA does not appear to be cooperating fully with their investigation. So my hope is that there is a open and complete investigation and that the families of the veterans that were harmed and those that died will see that open investigation and be satisfied with the outcome. Now, there's what I think might happen, and I'm less optimistic that people that are responsible will be held accountable, and that's because I have not seen the VA act in that way when other situations have occurred in the past.
Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Adam Smeltz and Legionella expert Janet Stout, director of Special Pathogens Laboratory and a former employee of the Pittsburgh VA hospital system, joining us here in Studio A. Thank you both for being with us for a very illuminating discussion.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks a million.
Coming up, director Josh Fox discusses his latest documentary, Gasland 2, It's Essential Pittsburgh, on 90.5 WESA.